I asked, trying to think of something, anything else but Tyler. What am I going to tell him when he wakes up? She squared her shoulders and then shot me what was her best attempt at a pain-filled expression.
I don't know, she admitted. But what I do know is that I can't watch my baby die. I just can't.
Then she pulled her suitcase into the entry and turned around, going through the door, never once looking back. I knew what she was saying was a lie. That whole scene was nothing but a big, fat lie. The only reason she stayed with Matthias as long as she had was because doing so gave her access to me and my wallet. I'd been a professional football player when we met, but after I announced my retirement at the end of last season, Tara changed. Then I went and joined a motorcycle club, and, well, that, as one would say, was all she wrote. She thought she'd signed up for a life of fat paychecks, the notoriety of being a professional football player's wife, and everything else that came with that life. What she did not sign up for was a sick kid, a washed-up football player, and a man who was slowly losing everything he'd been given. The one thing that had saved me was my motorcycle club, the Bear Bottom Guardians. Bear Bottom, Texas, was a small town between Longview and Kilgore, right in the middle of nowhere, at least at first. The town was founded by the MC, and growing a hell of a lot faster than anyone ever imagined it would. The population had started small, a few hundred souls, and had grown to almost 20 times that, and almost all of them had been bikers, their old ladies and their families. Bear Bottom Guardians had been just an idea at first, but slowly, over the course of the years since the club had been formed, it turned into something much more. A place to be without having to worry about who you were. We had a police station, we had a firehouse, we had an excellent school system and several bars. Hell, we even had our own transit system, even if it was just vans instead of real buses. And the club was responsible for making this town what it was today. Though technically we were affiliated with the Dixie Wardens, we had broken off from the main club to become more independent, or at least a few of the original founding members had. I'd come later, once all the fun stuff had happened, like telling the Dixie Wardens that we didn't actually want to be Dixie Wardens. We were the Bear Bottom Guardians MC through and through now. And I wouldn't even have the Bear Bottom Guardians MC if it wasn't for my ex-teammate Link James. Link had given me a gift, and he didn't even know it. I'd been struggling with life 8 months ago. I'd lost nearly everything. My child, my reason for living, had been diagnosed with leukemia. My best friend, the man who had been a constant in my life for the majority of it, hadn't spoken to me in over 4 years because of Tara. Tara was a lying, deceitful bitch, and the catalyst that caused my life to go down the shitter. Then Link had taken me to a party while we were home that just so happened to be at the Bear Bottom Clubhouse. That night, I made some friends. The little idea of becoming a member of a motorcycle club, a part of a club like Tyler and I had promised each other we'd do one day, had taken root. When I'd gotten out of the NFL, retired early due to an injury that just wouldn't go away, at least that was what the media thought anyway. The real reason was due to my son being extremely sick and me not wanting to chance not being able to see or spend time with him while I was working and gone for days and weeks on end. I'd been floundering. Then, one morning, I ran into Liner while I was having breakfast at a diner, and he'd fanned that ember, reminding me that I didn't have to be alone. That was when I started to prospect. 6 months later, I was a full-blown member of the Bear Bottom Guardians MC, and that was all she wrote. My phone pinged, and I looked down at the screen to see a message from Tyler. Grinning at the meme he'd sent me, I replied, then dropped my phone onto the coffee table. The coffee table that I had to leave clean every time Tara left me with Matthias, or else I'd face her.